Come, we'll review again. Chazar again. Okay. Nun Aleph Amir Aleph, there's an important Taisus, Kasav Lo Al Haniyar O Hal Hacheres. Taisus just quotes Gemaris, that there is a Machloikis Hatanoim, where the Edi Chasima Karasi, or Edi Mesira Karasi. What does that mean? So what it means is the following. There are two types of shtaris. All shtaris in the world are divided into two categories. There's a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. Shtar kinyan means a shtar which affects a change in the world. Let's say I marry a girl by giving her a shtar. I write Hariat Mekudeshesli and I give her the piece of paper. So that creates kiddushin. A man is married and he gives his wife a get. That's a shtar kinyan. After she gets divorced, in the days of the Gemara, the woman would keep on holding on to the get, and get would serve as a shtar raya that she is allowed to remarry. That's the proof that she has, that she's already divorced. Bizman Azeh, the practice is that we don't let the woman hold on to the get. The one who is beside the get takes it away from her and he puts it on his file. And you give the woman, you give the grusha, what we call in Yiddish a ptur. Ptur means a maisa bezin, a document that's signed by three people that says, we ascertain that the woman was divorced properly and she's allowed to remarry. So the get serves as, first it serves as a shtar kinyan, and then in the days of the Gemara, the get used to serve as the shtar raya. Today it only serves as a shtar kinyan, does not serve as a shtar raya. The ptur serves as the shtar raya. Let's say a person borrows money from someone else, the loiva borrows money, and then he gives the malva a shtar halvoy. So the Mishnah says the very end of Baba Bas, maybe it's the very last Mishnah, that there are several differences between the milva bishtar and milva alpeh. If you have a milva alpeh, there is no shiba nechosim. You can only collect from the loiv himself, there's only shiba raguf. If it's a milva bishtar, then you can collect from the lokuchas, there's even shiba nechosim. So that's a big question in the Rishonim. A shtar halvoy that the loiv gives to the malva that he borrowed $100,000, is that a shtar raya? That's the shtar raya that he owes him the money. The malva won't have to schlep two edim with him all the time. Let's say there were two witnesses watching when the malva lent the loiva the money. And now the two witnesses died. The two witnesses moved away to South Africa. You can't schlep them back. So you want to have a shtar raya to be able, the malva should be able to prove that the loiva owes him the money. That's it. Or maybe we should say no, that the shtar halvoa that the loiva gives the malva is a shtar kinyan to be kind of shiba nechosim, because shiba nechosim we saw time and time again in Perek Cheskes Habatim and other Gemaras, other dinim, that shiba nechosim is a kinyan lachatzayin. The karkoes of the loiva are kinuyim to the malva with respect to gviyas achayiv. It's considered as if he has a kinyan lachatzayin. What the word kinyan lachatzayin? Let's say I want to sell you peiris. I have a farm. I want to sell you the pears that were grown, Schnapps, Tavshin, Pei, Dalet. They didn't grow yet. This is Tavshin, Pei, base. The pears from Tavshin, Pei, Dalet didn't grow yet. So I cannot sell you the pears that will grow in Tavshin, Pei, Dalet. That's a Dovashalo Boli Yoilam. It's a Machlekes Hatanoim. If you make a Kinyan, and a Dovashalo Boli Yoilam is a Tchal or not, we paskin it's not Tchal. Because the Gemara has, we have a tradition from the days of the Goyim, Ein Halochik Kishita. Whenever the Gemara says the following Tanoim, all agree, Rabbi A, B, C, D, they all say the same thing. What are you collecting? Well, the Shita means you're collecting the Shitas, the oddball Shitas, the strange opinion, the minority opinion that we don't accept La Halacha. If we would accept the La Halacha, the Gemara wouldn't have said, let's say, I'm going to say Rabbi Soloveitchik and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Hutner, and Rabbi Gifter all said you have to like tefillin every Sunday. What's the Chiddush? Of course you have to. If I'm going to quote, they all say you have to like tefillin chalamayit. That's what to discuss. Chalamayit is a machalik. They say, you all have to like tefillin on Shabbos. You don't have to like tefillin on Shabbos. That's a machalik is hatanayim. With the Shabbos of Yontav is man tefillin. But every Sunday, I don't have to quote Rabbi Moshe Feinstein and Rabbi Yanki Kamenetsky and Rabbi Hutner, Rabbi Soloveitchik. Of course, it's a double pasha like this. And whenever the Gemara gives you a string of tanoim and amaroim, who all say the same thing, we assume ein halacha kishita. They're listing off the minority opinion, implying that we don't paskin like that. So the Gemara and Yevamos lists off all the Tanoim and Amoraim who think, like Reb Meir, that you can't make a kinyan on a dovah shel bali yon. It means that we don't paskin like that. You cannot make a kinyan. So what if I taka want to sell you the peiros that are going to grow tavshin pei dalit? There's no way to be mocked in the peiros. So the Gemara gives you a solution. And then Zel Neshek, the Gemara says, give him ownership of the karka with respect to the peiros. Give him ownership of the tree. Dekel lipeiroiso. The dekel does exist. The tree does exist now. The peiros didn't grow yet. But the tree does exist. I give you ownership. Whoever owns the tree, memela, will own the peiros that will grow from the tree. That's called aroi ashbach. Aroi means hakarka. The word aroi can be spelled ayin resh aleph yud. Aroi means temporary. Kinyan aroi. Aroi, toshav aroi. If you go there, it's sold for a year, so they stamp on your passport. Toshav aroi, that you're a temporary resident. But aroi can be spelled aleph resh ayin yud. Ara sheli, hakarka sheli. Aroi Ashbach means Hakarka Shali Hishbiach. If I own the farm, or I own the tree, so whatever grows on the farm, whatever grows on the tree, belongs to the one who owns the tree, who owns the farm. So you cannot make a kinyan on the peiros of Tavshin Pei Dalet, because the peiros are Dovash L'Bali Yolam. You cannot make a kinyan on the Dovash L'Bali Yolam. But you can make a kinyan on the Dekal with respect to Aroi Ashbach. I give you partial ownership. The tree doesn't belong to you. You have no right to chop down the tree. You can't use the branches of the tree. It belongs to me. I only give you ownership of the tree. Kinyan lahatzoin. So that's what Shibin Nechasim is all about. Shibin Nechasim is a kinyan lahatzoin. The loive gives a shtar halvoa to the malve and he's makna to the malve. That's a big machlokes in the Rishani. Where the shtar halvoa is a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya. Is it a shtar raya? And whenever the malve has a shtar raya on the halvoa, then the halacha says that the Shibin Nechasim. The Torah says that Shibin Nechasim. What he's saying? No, not that the shtar is a shtar raya. The shtar is a shtar kinyan to be kind of karka. Karka is nicknames bishtar, kesef bishtar of a chazoka, and you can acquire ownership of karka lachatzoin also a shtar. So if the loive gives the malva a shtar halvoa, that's the other Rashi in the beginning. It has two shittas, and Tosafot talks about the two shittas. Tosafot points out that it depends on two girsas in the end of Bava Basra, whether the letter in the Gemara, one letter, it hinges on one letter. Shani has mishtak subhu d'shtabe or mishas ksiva. Is it a vav or a yud? It's interesting. When you're writing quickly, so a lot of times the vav looks like a yud looks like a vav. So it's unclear what the girsa is. So that's a big machlekes. So again, there are two types of stories. Is it shtar kinyan and shtar raya? In a shtar raya, everyone agrees that if you don't have eri chasima, you don't have a shtar raya. A shtar raya means it's a hagodas edus b'ksav. Edus b'ksav. Usually you say, al pi shnei edim, al pi shlosh edim. Usually you need edus bal peh, that mitoch haksav, mipiya velo min piksavim. If the edim write their testimony and they send it into Bezdin, that is not acceptable. It has to be mipiya velo min piksavim. Unless the Das HaMeschayiv authorizes the writing of the shtar. If the loive, the shtar havoah, stands to testify, it's going to testify against the loive, against the interest of the loive. Shtar havoah says that the loive owes the malva $100,000. So if the loive authorizes the writing of the shtar, or let's say, kosim shtar loive, kosim shtar lemoicher, afal pishen lo keachimoy, I plan to sell my karka to someone else. So I can authorize the moicher, the one who owns the karka now, can authorize the witnesses to write a shtar mechira, even though we don't know who the lekech is, you don't see that he's buying it. The moicher is the one who stands to lose if the lekech is going to have a shtar mekach, is going to say that the lekech owns the karka, no longer belongs to the moicher. So the moicher is the das hamischayev. So shtar that's written with das hamischayev has a din of shtar. If the edim write a shtar on their own, they were not authorized by the das hamischayev. Das hamischayev is the one against whom the shtar is going to testify. If the edim were not authorized to write it by the das hamischayev, they wrote it on their own. Then it's no good. Then it's piyav alone piksovim. It's not acceptable. So what's the definition of a shtar raya? Edis piksav. If it was authorized by Das HaMeschayiv. So if you're talking about a shtar raya, there can't be a machlokes HaTanaim where they need Eidei Chasima. If you don't have Eidei Chasima, there's no Haggadah Seidus. That's a double poshet. The only time there's a machlokes HaTanaim where the Eidei Chasima Karsi Ready Misir Kaisa Machlekes Reb Lozer and Reb Meir. Tosfos quotes the Kasuv Alan Yod. They quoted quite a few Gemaras. It's all over in different Mesichta. Kiddushin and Gitna and Ksuba is different places. Yivamis. So Tosfos says the only time there's a Machlekes Satanim where the Ashtar needs Erich Hasimit, that's by Shtari Kinyan. What's the definition of a Shtar Kinyan? How does it work? What's the mechanism? How does it work? So Rameh's opinion is that a Shtar Kinyan works because it starts off as a Shtar Raya. When the girl agrees to marry me and I give her a Shtar Raya that we are married, that brings about the result. We just became married. If she doesn't agree to marry me, so it doesn't get off the ground. But you need the Chosen and the Kala. If they both agree to get married, and the Chosen gives a Shtar Raya to the girl, if you have Erech Hasima on it. So Rav Meir says, basically, a Shtar Kinyan works the same way as a Shtar Raya. When I give the girl a Shtar Raya that we are married, that causes that we become married. When a man wants to divorce his wife, we know that they are married, and he gives her a get that has Erech Hasima on it, so she'll be able to prove with that get that they are divorced. That causes the divorce to take effect. The way a Shtar Kinyan works, the mechanism is, by giving her a Shtar Raya that this Kinyan took place, that brings about that the Kinyan took place. When I give you a Shtar Raya that I sold you the house, or that I gave it to you, but Matana, that accomplishes that the Matana is Chal. So that's why if you hold Eidi Chasima Karsi, if you hold, we don't pass like that. We pass, and the Gemara says in Gittin Abdallah Malam, Halachik Rablozer is the one who says Eidi Mesiri Karsi. The Gemara says, Hilchasa Kerabloza Begitten. What does it mean, Begitten? So it doesn't only mean by Get Isha. Gitten means, the word Gitten represents all Shtori Kinyan. We paskan, the only time it's a Machlekes or Meir Abloza, where the Eidich Hasima are necessary night. What does it mean, Eidich Hasima Karsi, make it into a safer crisis? The Chumash doesn't talk about too many Shtori. Chumash only talks about a Shtar by a Get. Kasav Allah safer crisis, when Asam Yad Vishilchani Beis. So the machlekes that Sefer Krisis is a Shtar Kinyan. So how does it work? A Shtar Kinyan. So Rav Loza's opinion, we pass like Rav Loza, Eide Mesira. If I give the get to my wife, then no signatures on the get. I give it in the presence of two witnesses. That's good for a Shtar Kinyan. And it's not only good by get Krisis, Sefer Krisis, good by Shtar Kiddushin, good by Shtar Mechiras Karka, good by any Shtar Kinyan. And Rav Meir says no, that Eide Chasima Karsi. Just like you need Eide Chasima for Shtar Raya, if you don't have Eide Chasima, there's no Eidus. Definition of Shtar Raya means I'll go to Eidus Biksav, that was authorized Midas HaMeschayim. So that's the same definition for a Shtar Kinyan as well. How do you make a Kinyan of Kiddushin? How do you change the marriage? You cancel the marriage, you give a get, you give a Shtar Raya to your wife that she is divorced, that causes the divorce to take effect. So not only is it a machlekes Rav Meir, the Gemara says in Gittin, Abdallah the Manal of Hilchus and Rav Lozer big Gittin. Tosfos, it doesn't only mean by get isha. It means all Shtori Kinyan as opposed to Shtori Raya. By Shtori Raya there never was a machlekes. Everyone agrees that a Shtori Raya has to have Eidei Chasimah. That's what Tosfos read as like that. But it's a double poshut like that. That by Shtori Raya there never was a machlekes. Everybody agrees. If you don't have Eidei Chasimah, there's no Shtori Raya. Does a shtar have to be muchach mitoichai? Let's say a loiva borrowed $100,000 from Reuven, and the two people, a little village, the two people have the exact same name, Reuven ben Yaakov. Sorry, two people have the same. So the Reuven authorizes the Edim. He borrowed $100,000 from somebody. So you authorize the Edom, write a shtar that I owe him $100,000. So the Chachamim, the foolish witnesses, they write a shtar. This is to ascertain, we know for a fact, that Reuven ben Yaakov borrowed $100,000 from Shechta. The two Reuven ben Yaakovs in the city. So the shtar is not muchach mitoichai. So it's no good. How can it be useful as a shtar rai? A shtar rai has to have Haggadah Seidus. Haggadah Seidus has to be clear. Who are you talking about? Talking about this Reuven ben Yaakov or that Reuven ben Yaakov. So if you have Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, Hadorim Be'er Rachas, and the shtar is not Muchach Mitocha, it's unclear. How do you make it Muchach Mitocha? You write Reuven ben Yaakov HaKohen, One is a Kohen, one is not. Or you write Halevi, or you write Reuven ben Yaakov ben Yitzchak ben Avram Avinu. You write who his grandfather was, his great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather. You write a little more. Or you have one is tall, one is short. You write Reuven ben Yaakov HaGavoah, Reuven ben Yaakov HaNamuch, the tall one or the short one. So if it's Muchach Mitoicha, then it's a good star. But it's not Muchach Mitoicha, it's not a good star. So that's if you hold like the Tana Rav Meir, that Eidich HaSima Karsi, even by Shtori Kinyan, then you have to have Muchach Mitoicha. But if the din is like Rav Loza by Shtori Kinyan, you don't need Muchach Mitoicha. By Shtori Raya, you need Muchach Mitoicha. If it's not clear whom you're talking about, so you can't use it as a Raya. But if you hold Wheat Paschal Halacha like Rav Loza, Edom and Sira Kasi, you don't even have to have signatures at all on the Shtar Kinyan. If you give it in the presence of two witnesses, it's also good. Then you don't need Muchach Mitoicha. If you don't need Edich HaSima, obviously you don't need Muchach Mitoicha. You don't need that. It should contain a Raya. So that's what Tosa just quotes the Gemara. Why do they quote it? Because Kosav al Hanayor or al Acheres on a piece of paper, if you write in ink, and then you want to erase it, so it's going to be, if you're going to erase it and write something else, it says you have two witnesses signed on the bottom and said, this is the ascertain, we know for a fact, that Reuven Schechter borrowed $100,000 from Slomowitz. And then they erase the name and they have a different name. So whoever will look at the shtar, that's not Muchach Mitoicha. It has an erasure. If it's erased one line, that's irrelevant. It says Shnas Tavshin Pei Beis Libriyas Olam, and then the word Olam was erased, and they wrote something else. They wrote Olam. Now it says Libriyas Olam. So what did it say before? What could it possibly have said in that little space? That's only enough space to write the word Olam. I am Libriyas Olam. I am Vav Lamed Mem. What could it possibly have said other than Libriyas Olam? Only one word is erased. It couldn't have said something else. So that's Muchach Mitoicha. But if the name is different, or the amount of money is different, if a major part of the Haggadah Seder is different, then it's not Muchach Mitoicha. So you need, if you need a shtar that should be Muchach Mitoicha, if you need a shtar raya, so then you cannot write on a piece of paper if it's Yochel Hizdayev. If you can easily erase what it says and rewrite it, and it won't be noticeable. If it'll be noticeable, so it's any Yochel, then it's good for a shtar raya. You'll see that it was not erased. So a Niyar, you will be able to notice it, but a Cheres is Ksab Sheini Yochel Hizdayev. Cheres is Ksab Sheini Yochel Hizdayev. If you can erase something that's written on a piece of clay, on a piece of Cheres, and you rewrite something on top, it'll look like brand new. You won't be able to realize that they changed something. So if you hold La Locha, the Eidich HaSima necessary, that every Shtar Kinyan as the first stirb as a shtar raya, a shtar on a cheres would not be acceptable. So this brisa that says kasvelo al haniyor o al cheres, that a shtar mechiras karka bishtar ketsad, karka is niknas bekesef or bishtar or bechazoka bishtar ketsad kezetzad. How do you make a kinyan bishtar? You write either on a piece of paper or al on a cheres. Writing on a cheres is only acceptable if you hold la halacha like Rav Loza. That's how we paskin, that you don't need Eidich HaSima, Eidim Esirah Karsi. So that's what Tosfos quotes over here. That depends on the machlok. This brisa, what is this, a tosefta? This brisa follows the opinion of Rav Loza, that Eidim Esirah Karsi, you don't need Eidich HaSima. Then the brisa has a chidish kosval on your alacheres, when you're selling karka, so it's good. Even though the piece of paper is not worth a pruta. So the next Taisa points out, Afal Pishein Boshava Pruta sounds silly. Taisa says, if you're Mekadosh and Isha, Bishtar. So then the Brisa says in Kiddushin, the Gemara Kiddushin quotes a Brisa, if I'm Mekadosh and Isha with a ring, that Shavu Kesev is Dina Kikesev, then Kiddushin Kesev is acceptable. Isha Niknas Bekesef or Bishtar or Bibiya. So Kiddusha Kesef is good. But if you're Mekadosh and Isha, with a Shavu Kesef, it has to be at least a Shavu Pruta. So if I give a piece of paper to the girl, a piece of paper, Embo Shavu Pruta, so it's no good, but there is Kiddusha Kesef. The Shavu Kesef has to be worth at least a Shavu Pruta. But if it's a valid Shtar, if it's good, but there is Shtar, then it's good. So that makes sense. You write in a Brisa, if you mekadosh an isha b'shtar, even though the piece of paper doesn't have shavu pruta, and it's not a valid kiddush mitam shavu kesef kekesef, but if it's written properly with the rules and regulations of a shtar, then it's good b'toris kiddush shtar. But here the Gemara is talking, not a man is mekadosh an isha with a shtar. A man is giving ownership of karka with a shtar. So if it would have been shavu pruta, it would have been good b'toris kesef. No. Who writes the shtar? The lekeach doesn't write the shtar. The mecher writes the shtar. And he gives the shtar to the lekeach. So if the mecher, instead of writing the shtar, he'll give $10 to the lekeach. And he'll say, here's $10. And agav, the $10, I want you to acquire ownership of my house. That doesn't work. The other way, you can be koneh karka b'kesef, if the lekeach gives $10 to the mecher, the karka is worth $1 million. But he gives me $10, he gives me one pruta, shava pruta, gives me $10, and he says, I owe you the rest of the money. Here's $10, I want to acquire ownership of the karka. Now, and the rest I'll pay out over a couple of years. I'll pay you the rest of the money. So if you're talking about a shtar, if the din would have been that the lekeach writes a shtar, and he gives the shtar to the moicher, and he says to the shtar, with this shtar I want to acquire ownership of your karka. So then it would make sense to say, the shtar is valid, afal pishem b'shavar pruta. If he would have had shavar pruta, it would have been good b'toras kesef. So even though the piece of paper that the lekeach gives to the moicher is less than a shavar pruta, you can get 5 pieces of paper for a penny, so it's worth less than a shavar pruta. So then it would make sense. But the shtar mechira is not written by the lekeach. Shtar mechira is written by the moicher, Tosis says. So what's the chiddush afal pishem b'shavar pruta? It's a double portion. If it would have been shavar pruta, it would have been better understood. So that's what Tosha doesn't understand. Why does the Brisa write that you can be koine karka b'shtar, alfa b'shem b'shavar pruta? If it would have been shavar pruta, it wouldn't be any better. You wouldn't understand that any better. Tosha is there in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says, if a man gives a get to his wife, the get is good, even though it's ain't b'shavar pruta. So Tosha raises the question, what's the chiddush? And if it would have been shavar pruta, if a man wants to divorce his wife and he gives her $10, if he wants to marry her, he gives her $10. Aram Kodesh, so here's $10. That's good. And if he wants to divorce her, he can divorce her. They kesef, give her another $10, and say, just like 71 years ago, I married you. 71 years ago, last night I went to be Menachem Olam by somebody. So the man who died was married to his wife for 71 years. He died at the age of 95. Well. So he says, just like when he married her, he gave her a $10 bill and he said, Hariyat Mekudeshesli. So he wants to divorce her, he's going to give her a $10 bill and say, Hariyat Mekudeshes Mimeni. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk, he can't be Megavish and Isha Bekesef. So why does it say, Tosfos there, so why does it say in the Brisa in Gittin, the man gives his wife a get, and he says, Hariyat Mekudeshes Mimeni. The get is good, even though it's ain't Bo Shavar Puta. What's the Chiddush? And if it would have been shavar pruta, we would have understood better why it's good. So Tosfos answers because it says v'nasan b'yoda, and often the Gemara says nesina b'kashir. Whenever the Chumash says yitain, you have to have a minimum shir. So one might have mistakenly thought that since it says v'nasan b'yoda by get, and get is the source for all shtar kinyan, and the Chumash only says shtar kinyan is good by a get. It doesn't say kiddushin, but by kiddushin we learn out shtar is good. Makash habayli itziya, because in the same pasuk, whenever two dinim are written in the same pasuk, so we assume that there's a hekesh. That's the midrash alternative reshes by mal hekesh. So makash habayli itziya, just like there's such a thing as gerishin bishtar, so too there's such a thing as kiddushin bishtar. So just like by gerishin, it says v'nosan biyoda, I would have thought nesina b'kishir. So kiddushin also. You can be Mekadosh Pishtar, so you would have thought Nesina needs a Kashir. And the Pasuk in Yirmiyah speaks about, that's the Haftorah of Shabbos Parshas Bahar, talks about Yirmiyah Novi buying the field from his cousin in the city Anosos, right before the Babylonian armies are about to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Nevuah to Yirmiyah Novi that your cousin is going to come and he wants to sell his farm because he's in need of money, so you should buy the farm. And he should write a shtar. So the shtar kinyan on karka never appears in the Chumash, but it's based on the the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, and it's an extension of the din of an asam biyada by gets. I would have thought just like you need nesina by the get, so you need nesina by the shtar kinyan karko also. So one might have thought that nesina needs a kashir. So that's why that's the answer to Taisa's kasha. Taisa says, why would you have thought that it makes better sense if the shtar would be if the niyor, the moicher writes a shtar mechira to the lakeach. And he writes it on a piece of parchment that's worth more than a shavaputa. He writes on a piece of paper it's worth less than a shavaputa. Why would it make more sense if it's worth a shavaputa? So the answer is because it says v'nosan by the get. He would have thought Nesina needs a big kashir. That's what the Bryson says. You don't need kashir. So these are both two important tesis. Yeah, we have a Gemara on Kuf Mem Vov on the base. Baba Basra. The Gemara says, let's say a person is about to die. A person is a Shchid Meira. The Mishnah has that. Kuf Mevav and Beis. A man is a Shchid Meira, is about to die. And he's, let's say, he does not have any children. He never got married. He's a single guy. So what's going to be with all of his assets? So his third cousin, his distant relative, doesn't even know who they are. So he doesn't want the money to go to his distant relatives. The Gemara says it's not right to cheat your relatives. Whoever is in line to get the Yerusha, there's a din not to be ma benachla. That's in the Gemara Perek HaShnechlin. The Gemara says that one of the Tanoim wanted to teach his son so much Torah that the son would also become a Tana. So the son wasn't interested. He wanted to go into business. So the father was so upset why the son didn't want to learn. So he was Baba Nachla. His father gave away, the father wasn't so wealthy, but the few dollars that he had, the father was a Tana, he was a learned person. He gave all of his money away to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. You can take away part of the Yerusha, but you have to leave a significant amount for the Yorish. But it's not right to be Baba Nachla. But anyways, over here, The Mishnah has a din. A man is about to die and he wants to give away all of his assets. And then they discover a cure for his sickness and he gets better. But he gave away all of his assets. So when he thought he's going to die immediately, he's going to die imminently. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, no, if he gets better, chayza, he can back out from everything. Why? But he never said, I'm only giving you the matana on the condition that I die within a week. He didn't make any tonight. So the Gemara says, you go basa umdina, even though he never said it. If he says, Harea mukudeshisli, if it snows tomorrow, if it doesn't snow not, that doesn't make any sense. No umdina about that. So then he has to formulate the tanai according to the mishpatei tanai, according to the rules and regulations, how you're supposed to formulate a tanai based on the parish of tanai by Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. But if it says in many places, but if it's an umdina nemuchach, if it makes sense, even though he never said a word. Let's say he's giving away, the Gemara has a case, he's giving away all of his assets, and then he dies, and it turns out his wife was pregnant. He was married for 50 years, never had any children. It didn't occur to him that his wife is pregnant. And then it turns out he died, and his wife is going to have a baby, so he didn't want to give away. It's an umdur the mukha. He didn't want to give away all of his assets that his own son shouldn't have. So even though he never said a word about that, that's a... We don't say dvarm shabalev ain't a dvarm. Since it's an umdur in the muchach, I don't consider it dvarm shabalev. Taisus coins an expression. It's dvarm shabalev, but balev kolodim. Everybody knows that secret. That if he has his own sons, he doesn't want to take away the Yerusha from his own sons. So that's a klal the Gemara has. All the Tanaim agree, kufim avavim beis, kufim avzayim anal. Whenever there's an umdur in the muchach, even though you didn't make such a Tanai, it's assumed that the Kenyan was alatai. So the Gemara has over here, I borrow money from my wife. Here, six lines from the bottom of Nun Aleph and Aleph. Love him and her Evid. I borrow money. I have an Evid Knaini. So by Evid Knaini, there's a Dinman Atar Koma Shikon Evid Kona Rabba. Or I borrow money from my wife. There's a Dinman the Rabbanan. That's not a Dinman Atar. It's a Dinman Rabbanan Koma Shikon Seisha Kona Bible. If the wife is walking in the street and she finds $1,000 bill, $100,000 bill or something, so she has to give it to the husband. There is no such rule. By Evik Naini, that's a dim in our Torah. And by Ishtoi, if he's married with Isuin, called Mashikon Tishikon, but it's a Dime Derabon. So let's say the person borrows money from the Eved, he borrows money from the wife. Then later on he divorces the wife or he frees the Eved. And then the Eved says, I want you to pay me back the money that you borrowed from me. So the Gemara says, Abraisa, he doesn't have to pay back a penny. Why? Because it's self-understood that it's only the Galuy Ezuzu who the Ovad. He knew that the Eved must have stolen money from him, or the wife must be hiding money from him. And he just, it's an umdana that he really, he really never, even though he didn't say a word, it's an umdana that he never meant to borrow any money from him. He just meant in it, Galuy Ezuzu who the Ovad. Or what else did Gemara have? Another case. The Gemara quotes Din. Where is it? Shtar mecha lo kana shiten lo dameho. Here, the Gemara quotes about 20 lines from the top. Bilo tanan. The line begins with the word nechasim. Nechasim sheesh lahem achrayis. Another way to say nechasim, how do you say in other words? In one word, nechasim sheesh lamachrayis. How do you say in another word? Karka. Karka is called nechasim sheesh lamachrayis. The tatum is called nechasim sheen lamachrayis. Does it give you security of collecting the debt that the fellow owes you? So if the loiva has karka, that's called nechasim, that's real estate. Real estate means I'm secure that I'm going to collect the money. If he has a fortune of money in his mattress or in his pocket, he may gamble away all the money. He may give it away to charity. He may burn the money. He can hide the money. I'm not secure that he's going to pay back. That's nechasim she'en lamachrayis. Metatlam is called nechasim she'en lamachrayis because yochel havricham v'yochel lahalimam. He can hide it. He can ship it off to a different city. But karka ha'aretz le'olam ha'modes, the Rishonim use as a melitza. In the pasuk in Koheles, it doesn't mean that. Ha'aretz le'olam ha'modes says dor halech v'dor ba, ha'aretz le'olam ha'modes. One generation dies and the next generation is born. The whole world, everything is different. But ha'aretz le'olam ha'modes, it's repeating itself. Everything remains the same. So the Rishonim use that as a melitza. Ha'aretz le'olam ha'modes. It's karka, you can't hide the karka. The karka is there. The karka is called nechasim she'esh lahem achrayis. So it means it's like saying karka niknas bekesef or b'shtar or b'chazoka, and then Shmuel says lo shanu ela b'shtar, you can be koine karka b'shtar is only shtar matona if you're not charging any money. Avol b'shtar mecha loikon ad she'itan loidam meho. Why is b'shtar mecher loikon ad she'itan loidam meho? It's in him. He gives him a shtar, and the shtar says, I'm giving you ownership of the karka. Why do you say he's only kind of if he pays all the money? It's an umdana that people probably are not giving away ownership of their karka by a shtar unless the other fellow paid him all the money. If he didn't pay him up all the money, he probably did not have in mind to give him ownership of shtar. In a rare case, if mechasadem if ne ra'asa, if I know that the man is hard pressed for money, and he's selling a karka, we know he wants to get rid of the karka, so then it's umdana that he wants to give ownership to the lakeach bishtar. He doesn't want to wait till he gets the money. Let's say, I want to sell the chametz. I want to get rid of the chametz on Erev Pesach. You're going to say, if the nochri is not going to pay me the money, so the whole rental is not chal and the mechiras chametz not chal. No! The rabbi wants to sell the chametz. Everybody knows he wants to sell the chametz. The balabatim want to get rid of the chametz. That's an example. You want to get rid of the chametz. So then, the rental of the karka, and agav the karka, the goy is going to acquire ownership of the chametz. The rental goes through, even though he never gave money. But under normal circumstances, Shmuel says, it's an umdana like that, just like the other one. It's an umdana the muchach. That he never meant to borrow money from his wife or from the Eved. The wife is, it's really his money, and the Eved, it's really called Mashikana Rabbis, the Odin's money. And even though they have a document that he borrowed $1,000 from them, it was only the Galui Zuzu the Eved. So this is also an Omdina, that if a person gives a Shtar Matona on Karka, Shtar Matona, so the Mekabal Matona is kind of Bishtar. But if he gives a Shtar Mecher, it's an Omdina, Shmuel says. Unless it's an exception to the rule, Mechasadem Neirosa. But if it's a normal case, not Mechasadem Neirosa, Then we say he's not koina the karka bishtar unless he pays all of the money. Yeah, there is a Gemara in Gittin that Tosis quotes on Omid Beis, Dibra Maschum, and Batana Konsa, Bena Baaloch HaPeris. Gemara tells a story. Hahush Chid Meira, Tosis quotes the whole Gemara. That's on Nun Aleph Omid Beis, Dibra Maschum, and Batana Konsa. That's an important Tosis that appears in Gittin also, on the same daf. It says, Gittin daf ayin Zayin Omid Beis, Visham. Visham Dibra Maschum, Ma. I mean, Visham means there's a Tosis on that daf in Gittin, where they talk about the same topic. Whenever Tosis gives in parentheses, they quote a Gemara and they give you the daf, and then it says Visham. Visham means that on that daf, there's a Tosis that discusses the same topic. It's important always to check up the other Tosis, because a lot of times when they printed, when Bamberger printed the first Shas, so everybody prints the same pages, Nun Aleph on the base, Nun Beis on the base. So they a lot of times had to squeeze Tosis in. So they had, not censors, they had Jewish people who would abbreviate the Tosis in order that it should be able to fit in on the daf. So sometimes they abbreviated it so much that the Tosis doesn't read straight. They left out a line, so it's kedai always to look in the other Tosis, the other Masicht. If you have the original set of Balei HaTosis, the Tosis that we have are often abridged, like on Baba Kama. Almost all the Tosis come from the Rabbeinu Peretz, so they have the Rabbeinu Peretz on Baba Kama. On Psochem, you have the Tosus Shantz, the Tosus Rajbo. But the Rajbo is not the Rajbo, the Ramban's Talmud. The Rajbo is Rabbeinu Shimshem Yishams. Shimshem Rebbe Avraham Yishams. And every Mesichta, there's a set of, they're still printing more. There's an original set of Tosus. So here, they tell you to look in the Tosus on Adav, on Ayin Zayin, on Beis. So the Gemara tells the story that Ahush Chei Meirat, man was sick, and he was holding by dying. Apparently he had no children, and his wife is going to need chalitz, and it's going to be a hardship, because his brother lived in another country or whatever, and it's going to be hard to get there. But the brother's a mishuganess, and it's going to be a hard situation, difficult situation, to get the brother to agree to do chalitz. So the husband, and he said, he wrote a get on Friday, and he's going to give the get. But then it was late on Friday afternoon, so they never gave the get. But on Shabbos, he took a turn for the worse, and they were afraid he's going to die. On Shabbos, he's going to die on Shabbos, so the wife is going to be stuck. She's going to need chalitza. So he had written a get, but he hadn't given it. So Tosfos says, Tosfos there in Gittin quotes, there's a Tosefta, it says on the margin, on the side of the Tosefta, that we don't have this line in the Tosefta. There's a Mishnah in the end of Beitza, that there's a Gzeir Hashem HaYichtov. You're not allowed to get married on Shabbos, you're not allowed to sell or buy something on Shabbos. Gzeir Hashem HaYichtov. So the Tosfos quotes a Tosefta, you're not allowed to give a get on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though the get was written already before Shabbos, they prohibited you from giving a get on Shabbos. But in this case, Tosfos explains there in Gittin, in this case, we allow, because Mamaka Migun, the woman is going to be in big trouble if the husband doesn't give a get. She's going to need chalitza, and it's difficult to get the brother to do chalitza. So in this case, we would permit giving the get. But the problem was, the husband was sick, and the get was in a different building. And there was no Erev to carry from the place where the get was to the place where the husband is. So you're not allowed to carry. Not allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRam, not allowed to carry in a Carmelis. So what did they tell the husband? Let him be Makne. Rava came up with this solution. Let the husband be Makne, the other house, to his wife. And he should say, you should be koina the karka, the room where the house is, the room where the get is, and agav, either agav or kinyan chotzer, that's a question Rashi and Tosfos, either agav the house or kinyan chotzer on the get, the woman should become divorced. So that was Rav's solution. So the Rav Ilish meets up with Rav and he says, what did you do? But the din is called mashikhan seisha kana baila. What does it help that the husband is makna the house to his wife, the house where the get is located? But so the husband still has ownership on that room. So it's a lack that's not called nesinus haget. You have to have the nesinus haget. He should put the get in the chatzah that belongs only to the wife. If the husband still owns partially the room where the get is, so that's not called nesinus haget. So the Gemara says Rava was embarrassed, ichsif. Rava was dead embarrassed. He gave a wrong psak. And then they came to the realization that the woman was only an arusa. She wasn't an isua yet. So under the circumstance, the psak was correct, because that din Kol ma shekan si shekan abayla, that din mit the rabbanon only sets in after nisuin. Not all the dinim set in for marriage. Baal is not chay b'mezayin nisish. There are a lot of differences between arusa and nisuah. Shek sus v'noyena, a lot of differences. So Gemara says, first Rava was dead embarrassed because he didn't realize this argument that Rav Ilish gave, that kol ma shekan si shekan abayla. Rava didn't realize either that she was only an arusa. And then later on they realized she was an arusa. So the psak was correct, but not for the reason Rava said. That's a question that Tosis raises in the Tosis Divan Maschil and Matana. But the Gemara has a machlekes here. And our Gemara, this din, Mashikon Si, Shukana Baila, is only a din mid the Rabbanon that was a takana the Rabbanon that was instituted, Litoivis Habal. So the Gemara says, since the takana was made, Litoivis Habal, so a husband has a right to say, Lo Nichali Bitakanta the Rabbanon. Gemara said the same thing. Habal Yorosh Esishta, is that a din derais or a din derabbanon? So that's a machlekes satanoim. But the Habal Yorosh Esishta is a din derais or a din derabbanon. What's the difference halacha lemaisa? Whether it's derais or derabbanon? Even if it's a din derabbanon, any takana that chachamim make in the area of dinim amanis is valid based on hefka bez and hefka. So it doesn't make a difference halacha lemaisa whether a Habal Yorosh Esishta machlekes halacha deramam and deraibit machlekes satanoim. In Perk Yesh Nechlin, Machlik is the Ramam and the Ravid, and Hilchas Nachlis, as well as in Hilchas Ishus, where the Abal Yosh and Sishta is the Raisa, the Rabbanim. So what's the difference? So the Gemara has one difference is, according to the Gemara, one difference is, can the husband say, Lo Nichali B'Takanta, the Rabbanim. If it's a Takanta, the Rabbanim, it's not really Midin Yerusha. If it's a Dimin Atar, it's a Din of Yerusha. So what do you mean? Let's say, I have an uncle, Uncle Sam. My rich uncle Sam dies, and I'm the only Yorish, so I get millions of dollars. I say la nichali. What do you mean la nichali? The Yorish gets it bal kocha, whether he likes it or not. After he gets it bal kocha, he has a right to be mafkerit, but he can't say in advance la nichali. What do you mean la nichali? A din of Yerusha is chal bal kocha. If the din of habal Yorish is ishta is only b'der rabbanon, then he can say la nichali b'takante rabbanon takana. The Chacham made a takana on my behalf. It's not a din of Yerusha. It's a schus. I can say I can be moichel the schus. So that's what. So the Gemara says, "Kol masha kanti shekana baila is only a takana the rabbanon." So therefore, the husband has a right to say, "Lo nichali betakanta the rabbanon." So the baal shenasa matana leishtoi. If the husband, let's say, a couple is married, and every time his wife has a baby, he gives her a piece of jewelry. So you're going to say, "Kol mashikon si shikon abayla." Every time he gives his wife a piece of jewelry, it's kainet back. So it never belongs to the wife. So what is she so happy about that he gave it? The answer is no. The Gemara says, "We pass on bal shenasa matan lisha konsa bein abal lechot peres." The bal does not entitled peres because it's assumed la nichalei betakante the rabban. So if so, that's what Tosfos says. So what was the problem there in Gittin that the husband was makna the karaka to his wife and then she was kainet the get? Because it was in the chotzer, Abal shenasa matana lishi. He didn't charge her any money for the karka. He's giving a matana to the wife. Whenever he gives a matana, then konsa vein abal lechot peres. So why was it a problem? So that's a discussion. The Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam have a machlek. That's an important machlek. Okay. So I apologize. It's a chotzer shia today. We'll end it tomorrow. We'll try to continue chazara. We will try to cover all the gemara. Okay.